You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 11:30 a.m. early start. So set those alarm clocks. Mick Norton, Ollie Pimlott and Craig Forsyth will be the team in the studio. We've got day one of the International at Cheltenham, accompanied by Bangor and Doncaster on Friday afternoon, and the usual Friday evening fare of all other action as well from Wolverhampton and Dundalk. Plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
Do you get a free break and roll tomorrow at entry, Mark? It's early. It's early, isn't it?
It is. It's early. It's very early. We're going to have to start changing the jingles. They normally say good afternoon. We're going to have to come up with a good morning one because it's getting early.
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks, Mark.
Good.
Yeah, very well. Looking forward to what should be a great day's action.
Should. Good couple of days coming up at Cheltenham, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Real good 2 days. Doncaster on a couple of days up north as well. You know, really good action. And, of course, 12 months ago, this is where Peace & Co. started out under rules for Nicky Henderson. He won the juvenile hurdle up at Doncaster, while Hargram won the juvenile at Cheltenham. So, it's an exciting time.
It is. It's a good time. See a few more festival clues, no doubt. While we're on the subject of festivals, last year's Gold Cup winner at the Cheltenham Festival, Coney Gree, obviously missed the Hennessy Gold Cup, but positive noises about him returning at Christmas, either at Kempton or in the Lexus.
Yeah, it looks like they're keeping their options open at this moment in time. Obviously, still needs to be supplemented if he is to take his chance on Boxing Day in the William Hill King George, Mark. But obviously, I think, you know, that really should be his number one target of the two races. We've seen how good he was in a novice chase around that track 12 months ago at this two-day meeting. So, you know, the track holds no fears. He's proved himself. You know, he's come back in as good a form now as he's probably ever been in. And, you know, I think the King George is definitely, you know, for me, certainly looks his number one port to call. But obviously, he does have the option of a couple of days later, if he hasn't, you know, gives him more time to recover from his little knock that he had, if they do decide to go to Ireland and take him what's likely to be, you know, lesser opposition in the Lexus.
Yeah. Real warm renewal of the King George in prospect, the William Hill King George of 6 Chase. Don Cossack at the top of the market at the moment at 5-2. Vator is 3-1, 9-2 for Q-Card. Coney Gree is 7-1, does still need to be supplemented though. Sylvania Arco-Conti 8-1 with Smad Place. Smad Place with a run there at 8-1. And 14-1 are bigger prices for the others. In terms of the Lexus betting, 9-4 joint favourites, Coney Gree and Don Polly. Jack Adam 5-2, 7-2 for Road to Riches and 10s barring those. Just with regards to the King George as well, Craig, while we're on the subject, apparently the key to Q-Card this season, they've changed his barn, which has apparently brought him out. You know, change of scenery.
Change of scenery, Mark.
Yeah,
he certainly looked the part, didn't he, in the Betfair Chase at Haydock. He went through it like the old Q-Card used to travel in his races. He jumped very well, and he ran strongly all the way to the line. So he's come up short in a few previous King George renewals, Mark, and I suspect there could be one or two improvers that just improved past him here. But great to see him bounce back in A1 condition at Haydock this season.
Mightily impressive performance at Haydock. Anything else in your mind, Craig, before I move on to Friday's stuff at Cheltenham?
No, looking forward to it, Mark. Yeah, I think we'll just crack on with the four races we'll look at. Yeah, really looking forward to the weekend action. It's good stuff.
It is. So let's crack on.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, we're going to look ahead to four races at Cheltenham on Friday. Just a note before we get stuck into the action at Cheltenham, we're offering money back if your horse finishes second in all races at Cheltenham that have more than five runners, and you can get a free bet of up to £25 if your horse finishes second. And we're the only company offering that on the televised races as well, so do take advantage of it here at William Hill. The first race that we look at is the 110, Craig, and this one is a handicap hurdle of 2 miles, or the extended 2 miles. We've got a field of 16 here. So which ones have made the shortlist?
Yeah, I think we should start with a hairbreadth who landed something of a monster gamble here last time on his first stop for the best part of 2 years. He travelled like the winner throughout in that contest, and he certainly won with an awful lot in hand. It was a little bit of a farce of a race with the way the dolled off a few hurdles and the track was tight in a couple of places, but he went about his business like a very well-handicapped horse. Obviously, the assessor's taken a dim view. He's raised him £12 for that, and he looks a horse on the upmark. But, you know, that dreaded bounce factor is probably his biggest danger here, because the way he went through the line at Cheltenham last time suggested that a £12 rise probably wouldn't stop him following up. But the biggest question is, will he be in the same sort of form? Will he repeat that performance, you know, 28 days on after being off the track for 2 years? And at 3-1, I don't want to pay to find out, if I'm being perfectly honest. I think he could be worth taking on here. Obviously, Cave Blanco comes here in good form. You know, he's loved deep conditions at Weatherby, the way he's went through his last couple of races. I was there when he made his seasonal reappearance. He certainly looked in need of the run that day when finishing third behind Cooper. And off a £3 higher mark, he travelled and found for pressure last time to beat a subsequent winner in Vendor. So, you know, that form looks good, and he's only gone up 7. I think he has to be on the shortlist. But the one I'm going to side with is a horse that's also got a new barn in the shape of Some Buckle. He's moved from Tom George to Paul Nicholls. And this horse, he actually beat one of today's rivals, Mad Jack Mitten, last year at Sovereign level weights by 15 lengths. And again, they renew rivalry of the same weight here. So Some Buckle could be well treated. You know, he was highly tried at the back end of last season, and he's starting out back in handicap company for his new trainer on a mark of 135. I do eventually think he'll be a really good chasing type, will Some Buckle. But I think off this kind of mark, Paul Nicholls will realise that there's room to manoeuvre from 135. There's handicaps hurdles to be won with him, and this looks a good starting point for his new yard. So it's Some Buckle here for me.
Some Buckle and the selection for Craig. Just spin through the betting as it stands at the moment as well. A hairbreadth is 3-1 at the top of the market. Some Buckle 7s, 9-1 for Solstice Star and Sword of the Lord, 10-1 for Cave Blanco, 12-1 for Mad Jack Mitten. We've got a couple of others there at 12 as well. Loffy, Cape Caster at 12-1 and 14s or bigger for the others. Moving on to the 145 at Cheltenham next. This is a grade 3 handicap chase over 3.25 miles. Field of 11 here, Craig. You look at the past winners of this race as well, and you need a real stayer to win this race.
You do, Mark, and obviously we've got a horse in here that won over a little bit further last time at the track in Sausalito Sunrise. And looking back through previous winners of this race, Monbeg Dude, he finished 4th, I think, in that 3 mile 3 Cheltenham race run at the November meeting. And Midnight Chase, he was actually won the same race as Sausalito Sunrise did on his way here. So, you know, that's 2 of the last 5 winners have used that Cheltenham race as a run to this Grade 3 handicap chase. And I think Sausalito Sunrise, who's buckled down well. That was always the big question with him, you know, how much he actually found for pressure, because he started last season, he was very, very promising when he won at Chepstow, and then he just lugged in behind King's Palace at Cheltenham on a couple of occasions here, and I thought he looked to be crying out for some form of headgear just to help him concentrate more than anything in the closing stages. But he came back and maybe just needed more time. You know, as he's only 7, turning 8 in a couple of weeks, he maybe just needed a little bit more time, because he looked an entirely different horse at Cheltenham. Put a blip. He did stop quickly at Chepstow on his reappearance. He put that blip behind him, and he ran out a winner of a very competitive handicap, and he's gone up £6 on. He's a, you know, for 150 rated horse to get in a handicap off 11.3, I think it's a good racing weight for a class horse, thanks to obviously Wonderful Charm coming in off top weight. But I think Sausalito Sunrise will take plenty of beating here, and he can back up his recent success from the track here at the November meeting.
Sausalito Sunrise to follow up then for Craig there. Currently 11-2 in the betting. Vialion Rouge is the 9-2 favourite. Knockhouse 5-1, 11-2 for Sausalito Sunrise. The Druid's Nephew 6s, 9-1 for Wonderful Charm and the Romford Pellion, 10-1 on bigger prices. For the others, the 220 at Cheltenham is where we go next. This one is the Glenfarclas Class Cross Country Chase. It's over 3.75 miles. Any currency heads the market at 2-1 at the time of recording this. Josie's Orders 4-1, 13-2 for Sire Collonge, 7-1 for Uncle Junior, on his own 10s with Love Rory, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. The usual cross-country performance here, Craig, and recent form between Josie's Orders and last year's winner. Any currency looks quite key here.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, the last met, obviously, at this track, but it was a handicap conditions. You know, the meet off level weights here, and there's a best part of 2 stone turnaround in the weights. Josie's Order did come out the best by a length and a quarter when they did meet here at the November meeting. But on these weights, you've got to fancy any currency to come out on top and get the better of Josie's Orders. Of course, Edna Bulger's horse is a relatively young horse for this type of contest. You know, you're used to seeing the more the horses at the veteran stage of their career fighting out these races. But Josie's Orders, only a 7-year-old and still open to improvement. It was definitely a good start here in November. But at these weights, Mark, you would have to fancy any currency to turn the tables on their recent meeting. I think the one that is most likely to give any currency most to think about here, Sire Calonge. He was going really well in that Cheltenham race when he slipped up on the bend. It was really unfortunate. Sam Twist and Davis had no chance how quickly the incident happened. He's another one that runs this track well. You know, again, he's not as well in here with any currency as he was last time when meeting on handicap terms. But I do think he's the biggest danger and the one most likely to give the favourite most to think about.
Yeah, won this race 2 years ago as well, Cyclone.
Yeah, he's a previous winner of this race. And, you know, he's taken to these fences like a duck to water, hasn't he? He always runs his races. So, yeah, I think he'll run well. Anyone looking for the each-way angle in the race, he's certainly the one. But in terms of the most likely winner at the weight, it has to be any currency.
Any currency to win the cross-country chase at the International for the second year running then in that one. And we move on to the 255, the final race we'll look at. And this one is a Class 2 handicap hurdle over just short of 3 miles. The market for this one headed by Monbeg Gold at the time of recording this, 4-1. 5-1 for One Track Mind. Finger on the Switch is 6-1. 7-1 for The Eagle Has Landed. Zero Shades of Grey is 10s with Drum Valley. 11-1 are bigger prices for the others. We'll start with the favourite here, Craig. Monbeg Gold, two pretty convincing wins at Exeter before that.
Yeah, he's won his last two in soft ground at Exeter. Wasn't a strong contest last time when he got the better of Storm Alert, running out an easy winner in the end, Mark. He's gone up £11 for that, and he's in a much deeper contest here. Obviously a worthy favourite, but I think there's a few possibly with stronger credentials than Monbeg Gold. Certainly a few that look better handicapped than John Joe Neal's runner here. There's one I'm very keen on here, and I'll make this the best bet of the four Cheltenham races we've looked at, and that's Finger on the Switch. He is a horse that has a big future, Finger on the Switch. Seen him make his hurdles debut up at Kelso when he finished second behind Water Clock. Now, you know, he doesn't look good enough on the bare form of that run, but he was nowhere near fit that day in the paddock. He's a big, sizeable horse that definitely needed the run there. And he put that well behind him. He improved on that performance to go and win at Worcester on his second start. And then in a handicap at Cheltenham last time, for the first time on a mark of 123, you know, he caught the eye staying on fourth behind a very well handicapped horse. And he looked to be crying out for a step back up in trip. And, you know, he steps up here to the best part of 3 miles from 2.5 last time. And I think that will once again bring about more improvement. 10 stone 4, he gets the race off here with Tom Scudamore booked as well. I think he's got a major chance, Mark, and I make this horse, Finger on the Switch, the best bet on Friday's action.
Best bet for Craig then, Finger on the Switch in that race at Cheltenham. And the form there behind, you know what I mean, Harry, well, that was boosted by the winner again, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, it was a conditionals race, and the winner was able to race off the same mark within 7-day period.
Yeah.
And he won a weaker contest than he did at Cheltenham. But like you said, he couldn't do nothing but win, and given the form a boost, just like the way he went through that contest. And I liked him when I seen him physically at Kelso as well. He's open to a huge amount of improvement still. Got a lovely weight here, like I said, at 10-4. I think he'll take the world of beating.
Right.
Bears Affair, the top weight, another one to touch on. He's starting to drop down the weights again. He's dropped 5 or 6 pounds from you know, his career high handicap mark. An interesting jockey booking, and Freddie Mitchell taking another 5 off. He is becoming more of interest from a falling mark, but there's a couple of improvers in here. I do expect to see Bears Affair run much better than his recent performances, but Finger on the Switch for me.
There you go, Finger on the Switch for Craig. As usual, Craig, let's just tie it up in a nice little package if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, back to the 110. We're going for Paul Nichols' Some Buckle. In the 145 at Cheltenham, Sausalito Sunrise to back up his recent victory at the track. in the cross-country chase. We're going for Any Currency to get the better of Sire Calonge in that. And finally, the best bet for Friday, Finger on the Switch in the 2.55 at Cheltenham.
Superb. Good work, Craig. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy it on Friday.
Thank you, Mark.
So there you go. The thoughts of Craig Forsyth on Friday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 11:30 a.m. Mick Norton, Ollie Pimlott and Craig Forsyth will be in the studio. We've got day one of the International at Cheltenham, Bangor and Doncaster alongside that in the afternoon, and usual Friday evening all-weather action at Wolverhampton and Dundalk. Plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.